I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. Last Sunday, presidential candidate Barack Obama took to the pulpit at a church on the south side of Chicago. He'd come to share a few words about African-American fatherhood on Father's Day. Here's some of what he said.
Too many fathers are AWOL, missing from too many lives and too many homes. They've abandoned their responsibilities. They're acting like boys instead of men. Some of it has to do with the failures of our government, and those failures are real. But we can't keep on using that as an excuse. We need fathers to recognize that responsibility doesn't just end at conception. So I resolved many years ago that it was my obligation to break the cycle. That if I could do anything in life, I would be a good father to my children. That if I could do anything, I would give them that rock, that foundation on which to build their lives.
Those were clips from the speech Barack Obama gave last Sunday at the Apostolic Church of God in Chicago. Lynn Toler is a regular contributor to this program. She is also the star of TV's Divorce Court. For years, Lynn has seen the issues facing African-American fathers up close. She's here with us now. Judge, how are you?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Your reaction to what you heard, and what did you make of the overall tone of that speech?
Well, my reaction is I believe what he says is the appropriate new wave of African-American response to the situations and the troubles that we have, acknowledging that, in fact, there are hurdles that we have had to get over and difficulties with racism and all of that that must be dealt with. But it's a multifaceted problem, so it has to have a multifaceted response. And one response is a personal responsibility piece that he says he's taken on and that he believes that we have to kind of adopt in our hearts as a culture. It's pretty much what Bill Cosby said and got skewered for. I think it is the necessary next wave of how the movement is going to respond to the concerns that we have as a people.
You know, I certainly had that same reaction, that it sounds an awful lot like what Bill Cosby was saying, which got him in such hot water. This is an election year, of course, and Barack Obama is wildly popular with a lot of folks. Who was this speech directed toward, do you think? Just black folks or more?
Oh, has to be more. That man knows what he's doing. He knows that everything he says is not going to be contained within the structure of the black community or black church. He knows white folks were listening. And I think he was speaking to that. He wanted to say, hey, look, we're not going to keep banging on the door. It's not all your fault. We're going to take responsibility for what we're doing. And though I agree with that as a people and the conversation from black on black, I understand that he was saying that in part to let the white community know I'm not just about asking for more for my people, that I'm asking for more of my people.
Is that sort of kicking? How should I say this? You know, that's an old, and I don't want to use the word tired, but let's just say an issue that's been played over and over and over again in terms of the black fathers and in media and elsewhere. Is this going too far? You know what I'm trying to say?
I'm right with you. I hear you. And it doesn't make it any the less true.
Well, now, you're right about that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is true. Whether you're pandering to the truth or you're addressing it and trying to deal with it, you know what I mean? I can't dig into his heart and find where that is, but it does. If we fail to say it, not only are we failing to acknowledge the truth, then we are failing to address the problem. Whether or not that was the forum to do it, that may be up to debate and the question of whether or not he came for his heart or he was doing as it's solely a campaign tool. I can't get there.
You know, that's an interesting point. And I thank you for helping me say what was in my heart and I just couldn't get it out. I mean, why go to this big public forum for that? I mean, what was the, you know, what's the
My conversations that I typically had, and I've, on the bench, I have mentioned race. I used to wouldn't do it from the bench, but I decided to because I had an opportunity, judge, you defendant, to speak to something that I thought might change your mind about the way I'm doing things. But I understand the pain you feel in the public forum, but I do say it. I do say it when I talk to defendants, even on TV, about what I want for my people. I'm not trying to get elected to anything, though.
But I'm following
And when I speak from the heart, and I want to hear, maybe there is somebody that I can touch by what I do say. So I can't, you know, hammer the brother for having said it in public, because I've said it in public. And that's why I'm saying, until I can dig into his heart and know why, I can't get but so mad, because it is the truth, and it is a truth that has to be addressed.
I guess that's why they say the truth hurts, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. We haven't talked a lot about the response or the reaction to it, his speech, and whether or not he'll do something like that again, as compared to the immediate, swift, and very negative reaction to similar words from Bill Cosby. What do you think the impact of what he had to say is, if anything?
I don't think it's going to be the way it was for Bill Cosby, and I don't know why. It is a gut reaction. He was responded, and I'm not quite sure why that would be. I think it would be odd, and I can't put that into words. I'll join your camp on that one. I don't really know what will happen. I don't know what the response will be. I haven't heard an immediate negative response, but it's early on.
Well, you know, it's interesting that here you and I are two, you know, educated black adults, and we're having a hard time talking about this, perhaps because we're in a public setting ourselves in terms of how we feel about it and what we think the reaction should be to it, and trying to second guess whatever motives Senator Barack Obama might have had in saying what he said. It just goes to show that this is something that goes very deep, doesn't it?
Yes, it's a very emotional issue, and when everybody comes to the table, they're looking to say something that is true but not damaging. We have to say, here's a problem, but we're not blaming the victim. And that's where, and, you know, place responsibility and not place blame. And in this soundbite society, it is difficult to say what you're going to say in such a pithy and short way that people understand you are acknowledging responsibility, acknowledging a problem, without placing blame on the victim. It's hard to say that all in one sentence.
It absolutely is. Judge Lynn Toler, thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you.
Judge Toler is the star of Divorce Court and author of My Mother's Rules, A Practical Guide to Becoming an Emotional Genius.